أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا لن نبرح عليه عاكفين حتى يرجع إلينا موسى قال يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا ألا تتبعن أفعصيت أبني قال يا ابن أم لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam giving da'wat and inviting the Bani Israel towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making tawbah and informing them that this is a fitna, this is a test and a trial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting them through. In response to that, they said to Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ. We will continue remaining on the worship of the cow حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى, until Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes back. And when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes back, then only would we make a decision. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dialogue between Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam returns, and how does Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam address Hazrat Harun alayhi salam and deal with this matter? Qala ya Harun ma mana'aka id ra'aytahum dallu. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam asked Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, what has stopped you? In other words, what prevented you from stopping the Bani Israel, إِذْ رَأَيْتَهُمْ ضَلُّوا, when you had seen the Bani Israel deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَّا تَتَّبِعَنْ, that you should have left them, you should have come to me. In other words, you should have not remained amongst the Bani Israel, you should have followed my way. Some ulama have said that one is you should have left them and you should have come with me. And some ulama have stated, you should have followed my path, my methodology. You should have thought about what I would have done and you should have continued doing that. Afa asayta amri, oh, have you disobeyed my command? Have you left my command and my way of life? So Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam replies to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Yabna la ta'khudh bilihyati wala bira'si. At that point in time, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam with one hand held the beard of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, and on the other hand was on the head of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. And from here, ulama speak about a very important aspect of the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had such beards that a person could have held it. That is why Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was able to hold the beard of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. So do not hold my beard and my head. Inni khashitu an taqula farraqta bayna bani Israel. I had this fear that had I left Bani Israel, or had I dealt with this matter in a different way, then you would have said that I created dissension between the Bani Israel. Walam tarqub qawli, and you would have not remembered my word, and the result would have been that I would have created dissension amongst the Bani Israel. So hence here, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam had a different opinion, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had a different opinion with regards to dealing with this matter. To understand, both were Anbiya, both were Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both were the chosen persons whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to guide this community of the Bani Israel. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was of the opinion that Hazrat Harun should have left Bani Israel and he should have not remained amongst the Bani Israel. Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam felt and he thought that it is better for me to remain amongst the Bani Israel, manage whatever difficulties that had arisen amongst them, but I cannot create dissension amongst the Bani Israel. So hence here we find that this is a reality of life, that amongst the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, two Nabis of Allah, we find that these differences of opinion had occurred. We find in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these dissensions had appeared, and hence we will find even in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam these differences of opinion appearing from time to time. The important aspects of it is that one needs to look in the Quran, one needs to look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what the ulama term as ijtihad, and when they have come to some conclusive evidence, they found the conclusive evidence, they have abided by it, they have come to some conclusions, then these decisions will be made amongst the ulama, amongst the imams of this ummah, and we find the great examples of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah. But I think the important aspect here is for us to understand how do we deal with this. And the simple way to deal with it is that we will respect the opinion of all those that have derived, and the sources was the Quran, the Sunnah, the sayings of the pious, and those aspects that are required. And that is where Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had left this very, very important legacy. That right there, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard the argument of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left the matter as it was, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has related. Also, we will find that besides the matters of deen and shariat, we will find in our day-to-day lives that there are these differences of opinion that will occur in our homes between spouses, between siblings, between parents and children. The very, very important aspect is that we need to respect the opinion of others, and number two is it should never ever create dissension. This ikhtilaf that we speak about, these differences are there to remain amongst us, and we need to accept it, and we need to understand that people will think differently. The important thing is this, that you should never ever create enmity, hatred between two persons or two parties. And if we can understand that, then inshallah we will find that as an ummah, as a community, as a family, we will have a better relationship and better understanding with each other. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has showed it in the lives of Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.